Don't Look Away, a memoir of identity and acceptance, written by Danielle Laidley and Conrad Marshall, and read by Rebecca McCauley. I see the yellow seagrass tiles on top of the lino in the kitchen. I see wood-panelled walls in some rooms and funky paisley wallpaper in others. I can't see my bedroom or the bathroom. I cannot see my father or mother or little brother. I see clearly only the lounge room and the lady with the red lipstick. The lady with the red lipstick is surrounded by other ladies her age, young or youngish. They sit in a circle by the fireplace, near the door onto the veranda. It's daytime, hot, and I don't know why these women are here. This lady at the centre of everything is attractive, blonde, and I can't tell if she has an accent or just speaks differently, but to me, she seems cosmopolitan, chic, posh, though I don't yet know these words. From inside a deep bag, she takes out a range of nail polishes and holds them up to the light, displaying each colour for the ladies. She waits for approving murmurs as she shows them coral orange and burnt orange, then lime green and mossy green. I see the women sampling, admiring the new paint jobs they've just given their fingertips. I watch them laugh and titter and swap gossip, and I hear it all because little piggies have big ears. I watch it all from the corner of the room, silent and unseen, and while I don't know what any of this is exactly, I know it is exactly what I want. I wait until near the end of the display, when all the buying is done and my mum and her friends and the lady with the red lipstick are sitting around having nibbles and wine. I feel like a hungry rat now, waiting for a chance to sneak the cheese. The lipsticks and eyeshadow and nail polish and blush and foundation cover our coffee table, so I find my way to the floor, still silent, still unseen, and sit for a moment, furtive but with a plan. I inch closer, bum scooting softly across the carpet. Closer still, close enough to touch. I swipe a bottle, stick it in my pocket, stand calmly, walk down the hallway and, I'm not sure why, turn straight into my mother's room. I try to copy what I remember from the demonstration out in the lounge. With my dominant left hand, I draw the tiny brush from the bottle, like a sword from a stone, and delicately stroke the first fingernail on my right hand with paint. I do a toenail too. Bright red, rose red, Coca-Cola red, McDonald's red, Heinz red, strawberry red, Santa red. A thick red layer, firming and shining before my eyes. I blow on it, just like the woman did. I twist and turn the finger, twirling it like a conductor, and bend it at the knuckle to face me, just like the woman did. I tilt it into the light slowly, not quite sure what I'm admiring, but admiring it all the same. I breathe deeply, and I sigh. Life often feels hostile to me, but not right now. Right now, I feel only calm. I feel warm. I smile.